Welcome back to another episode of the Apple Podcast. Join us today as we discuss a groundbreaking U.S. Supreme Court decision that transformed the rights of juveniles in the justice system. That's right, we will be discussing the case In re Gault, decided in 1967. This case is known as the one that established that juveniles accused of delinquency are entitled to the same due process rights as adults in criminal trials. It is famously referred to as the case that led to the criminalization of the juvenile court system. Let's delve deeper. The case originated in Gila County, Arizona, where 15-year-old Gerald Gault was accused of making lewd telephone calls to a neighbor. Without notifying his parents, Gerald was taken into custody and held at a juvenile detention center. The next day, a juvenile court hearing was held without formal written notice, a clear explanation of the charges, or legal representation for Gerald. The complainant, Ms. Cook, was not present to testify, and Gerald's alleged confession was made in the absence of his parents or counsel. Based on his limited and informal hearing, Gerald was adjudicated delinquent and sentenced to 6 years in the state industrial school until the age of 21. Gerald's parents filed a writ of habeas corpus challenging the constitutionality of the juvenile court proceedings. The Arizona Supreme Court rejected their petition, but the case ultimately reached the U.S. Supreme Court. In an 8-1 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the Arizona Supreme Court ruling that Gerald's due process rights under the 14th Amendment had been violated. Writing for the majority, Justice Fortas identified several deficiencies in the juvenile justice process and established critical procedural protections for juveniles. The court held that juveniles and their parents must receive timely and specific written notice of the charges to ensure adequate preparation for a defense. It further ruled that juveniles must be informed of their right to legal counsel, with an attorney appointed if they cannot afford one. The constitutional privilege against self-incrimination applies to juveniles as it does to adults, rendering Gerald's confession inadmissible since he was not informed of his right. Additionally, the court emphasized the importance of the right to confront and cross-examine witnesses, ensuring fairness and accountability in juvenile delinquency proceedings. Justice Fortas argued that the informal and paternalistic nature of juvenile courts should not come at the expense of constitutional protections. He famously stated that neither the 14th Amendment nor the Bill of Rights is for adults alone. In dissent, Justice Stewart contended that the procedural safeguards of criminal trials should not be imposed wholesale on juvenile proceedings, which are meant to be rehabilitative rather than punitive. He cautioned against turning juvenile courts into mere replicas of adult criminal courts. The decision in re Gault fundamentally changed juvenile justice in the United States, ensuring that young people accused of delinquency are afforded basic constitutional rights. It remains a cornerstone case in the ongoing effort to balance rehabilitation with procedural fairness in the juvenile system. That will be all for today's case in re Gault. Thank you for joining the Apple Podcast. Stay tuned for more discussions on landmark cases that shape our legal and psychiatric landscapes. See you on our next episode.